Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Live at Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas out here for the Titans and Raiders. If you are coming in, we've already met some Titans fans that are here. D-Mace is here. If you're coming in, the coming up tonight, the overhang bar at Circa on the second floor of the sports book, there's going to be a get-together. Come hang out with us. We're going to be there and getting just meeting Titans fans and everybody. So come down to Fremont Street. Come to Circa. Come hang out with us tonight. And then, look, come stay here. Come Stadium Swim. I mean, it is a good time. We say hello now to Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, who is on the line with us. Chris, how you doing?
My lips are poked out. Y'all in Vegas, I bet you D-Mace is playing the penny slots, man. Unbelievable. Hey, I didn't get an invite. I mean, unbelievable.
I know. But look, we're setting the table for a bigger trip, and we're going to bring you out here. Hey, D-Mace.
I'm there.
D-Mace. It's busy. Chris says that you're probably playing the penny slots. He says no slots. But yeah, no, we're excited.
That's awesome.
J.C. Latham, back in for the Titans. Ooh. How big is that?
I mean, I think it's huge. I mean, just like last week, you know, they won a game that they shouldn't have won, and you're building the momentum. Then now you got a situation to where you got one of your best offensive lines coming back, or players coming back. I just think it's just a boost to morale, and I just think it's going to make your offensive line better. I think it's going to make Cam better. Why? Because you got one of your good guys back. So I think it's a plus for the Tennessee Titans.
How much does it help the run game?
Oh, big time. I mean, it really does. I mean, he brings that physicality, and he's one of those guys that's going to maul you, and he's also going to protect the quarterback. So when you have the running game going well and then he can pass pro, I mean, it's just going to make everybody better. And then also when you have that big dog at left tackle, it just makes your quarterback feel real comfortable because you know his left side is taken care of.
Talking to our good friend Chris Sanders. Now, Chris,
hey.
All right, we'll do. I got your song in just a little bit, so hold on. Oh, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
We'll build suspense up. Our boy, Dr. Crane's been amazingly busy. We talked earlier about, you know, Cam. We've talked all year, Chris, about Cam needing best friends, right? I mean, whether it's Ridley or somebody. I watched Chig play. I watched the game again on the Sunday's game. Chig became that guy, in that game.
Yep.
I mean, and I think if Cam has that guy, I think it improves his game 100%. How important is Cam having that guy to his development?
I mean, if you look at 1999, I know when Chase hates me to go back to 1999.
I don't care. Go ahead.
I know. But it's like when you – let me go back to 1998 when, the offense was kind of struggling, the passing game was going pretty bad. Who was the security blanket for Stephen there? It was Frank Wycheck, because when things break down, you can't go through your read, you have a guy that can consistently get open. But now you got a situation, you know, with the Tennessee Titans to where, you know, Calvin really, yes, had a big game. But Chig has been that guy to where, you know, you can throw him a little flare pass, you can throw him a little hitch route, and he can make something happen. This is what we've been waiting to see from this guy. When he came out of Maryland, everybody was talking about the potential. Everybody was talking about his skill set. Now we're starting to see a little bit of what he's doing. He's catching little five-yard passes and making something happen. So when you're talking about a quarterback that trusts another guy, I think right now he trusts Chig a little bit.
All right, Dr. Crane's got it. Here's your song,
Let's
Chris.
Make it work. It feels good.
It's Vegas. It's Chris Sanders. It all works together.
Shit. Hey, I'm doing a stanky leg right now. Come on, man.
Tony, man, bringing it home.
Oh my God. That was one of my favorite albums, man.
This is a good song.
They get you going on a Friday, Bubba.
Absolutely, because we play Father Ryan, so we got to get going.
There you go. Oh, Doc, we'll talk about that at the end of the segment here. All right, so let me ask you this, Chris.
Sure.
The Raiders started hot. They beat Daddy Vrabel. They're 1-0. Now they've lost four straight. We talked to Raider fans out here. They feel the same way about the Titans. Like, there's no hope for this team. How good is it for the Titans, Chris, that they're playing a team that's reeling, not playing very well right now, when the Titans are coming off their win and need another win?
It's not good, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you got a team that's desperate, and we have a team that's desperate. They're going to find, you know, ways to win. Look at last week with the Tennessee Titans against the Arizona Cardinals. Even though they were down 21-6, they still were a desperate team, and they found out a way to win. You don't want that situation to happen to you. You got the Raiders to where you got a running game that's okay with Jenny, but then you got a passing game with Brock Bowers that's that's probably going to be out of the game. So you're just dealing with a team that's desperate for a win. You got your fans that are going crazy. You got fans that want to win, want you to win. So the Tennessee Titans better come out with all cylinders on special teams, on offense and defense, because if they don't, you're going to look up and you're going to be down by 21 points.
Well, that's what the next question is, and you're leading me right to that. How important is it to come out and punch them in the face and get out to a 10-0 lead?
Man, you need a haymaker. And I'm going to tell you what a haymaker is. It's starting at the 25-yard line, have 11-play drive, take 7 or 8 minutes off the play clock, and get a touchdown. That's a haymaker. But you can't go into a game like this, which is really, really dangerous, is you have a 3-and-out, they go down there and score, you have another 3-and-out, they go down and score, then now you're behind the 8-ball because you just gave life to a team that's breathing for life. So they got to go in there, and right when they get off the bus, right when they warm up, right when they get to the game, they need to square up and hit them square in the nose and have a long play drive.
That big catch that Calvin Ridley made last week, much does that wake him up, give him confidence, whatever needs to happen?
Man, you said it, Chase. It's confidence. It's huge. I mean, when he caught that long bomb, look at his body language. His body language was like, whew, man, now I feel good. Now I feel confident. Because if you look at the last couple of games, he wasn't catching the ball with confidence. And just watching him catch that ball, now his body language says, okay, I can do this thing. I can be the number one target for this offense. Because if this offense is going to be successful, Calvin really has to be, just like what Big Joe said, the guy. He got to be the guy when it's 3rd and 10 to make the explosive play. So for him and having that big catch, it's just a confidence booster for Calvin Ridley.
Chris Sanders is with us. We're live at Circa Las Vegas today. Chris, we talk about the haymaker getting out to a good start. What do you think, Brian Callahan, what should his message be Sunday before the game to this football team?
Stack up wins. I mean, that's what you want to do because, and I hate to say this, if you go and lose this game, then what is all the media going to say? What is all the fans going to say? Oh, it's just that game really doesn't mean anything. But if you stack up a win, play one game at a time. I know this is a whole bunch of coach talk, but this is exactly what you have to do. Take one play at a time, do your job, and make some plays and get out of here with a win. That's the message that I'm preaching with them every day because, you know, it's like even though you had a big win last week, you still didn't play well. I mean, you're down 21-6. And you got the Arizona Cardinals that gave up a situation to where the DB caught the pass and he fumbled and Lockett get on it. You have Snead to where he hits the ball out. You still didn't play well. So they got to come out here and show, okay, we got to play well.
You know, when I think about the Raiders and the Titans franchise, I think about you and Derek and Eddie and Steve. The first game in Tennessee back in August 31st, 1997, Liberty Bowl, you guys took on the Raiders. Eddie was unstoppable that day. What do you remember about that day? And after, because it went to overtime, you guys won. But being in a new city, new state, new everything, and winning your first NFL game.
It was amazing. I mean, just going through the process of, moving from here to Tennessee and then going to Memphis. Yeah, it was tough traveling every week. But just to go into that stadium and seeing a lot of Tennessee Titans fans and a lot of Raiders fans. But here's the best part that I love about that whole situation. I remember it was 3rd and 15, and it was the first quarter, and Mac threw me a 46-yard bomb, and that was the first catch for the Tennessee Titans /Orders. That's what I remember about that game.
Always about yourself, ain't it?
Get in there and make it about you.
Oh, man.
Chris Sanders is with us. So, Father Ryan, huh?
Yo, yeah. Is that your alma mater's FRA, right?
I'm FRA. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is Father Ryan.
Oh, Father Ryan, listen, their record doesn't tell you how they are. I know they're 1-5 right now, but these kids play hard, they fight, they scrap, and every time we play them, it's always a dogfight. So we got to come out, just like what you said, Big Joe, is we got to throw some haymakers. 11-play drive, take 7 minutes off there and score a touchdown. So we're going to get after them.
Dr. Crane, what would you give for just one play tonight versus NBA and Chris Sanders?
Oh, I'd do anything for it. I mean, if Chris Sanders lined up out wide, I would – be in the slot, right in the nickel, and I just clean his clock.
Okay, time out. First of all, you look bad in your uniform. That's number one. you would have a neck roll on, and then you would have those pads, those forearm pads. So if I saw that, the band would stand up and start cheering because they know it'll be six.
Who would look worse, Dr. Crane or Dave Craig?
Dave Craig.
There's no comparison. Oh, that's right. A great Craig.
I'm not that bad, Chris. Thank you for that.
I had to.
Well, hold on real quick. Dr. Crane, didn't FRA – I'm sorry. Didn't Father Ryan beat the NBA last year?
There you go. 25 or 26 years.
I was there to witness it. It was awesome.
So, send this audio to Chris so he can use it.
So you're 26-1.
That's okay. It's all right. I was a part of history. That's all that matters.
Chris, good luck to you in the Big Red tonight. Thanks for doing this. You'll be with Adam Vingan on Sunday for the pregame show, and we're looking forward to it.
Man, I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all be careful down there, all right? Love y'all.
We will. You too, Chris. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program. We'll react to some of that. Coming up next, continue to talk about the two-tone. We'll also preview some college football. I got all the lines right here as well. And we're live.
Don't we have a special guest, right?
We do. We'll have it. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a few minutes here from Stadium Swim, Circa Las Vegas. If you're out here, come say hi. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're live at Stadium Swim at the Circa Las Vegas, hanging out. They got us a nice little cabana here. Just hanging out here at Stadium Swim. I feel like every time somebody comes by to ask if we want to order anything, we're on the air.
Right. But I'm telling you, not because we're here, and we love Omni National Hotel. Omni National Hotel and this place, I have never seen such a courteous staff in my entire life. Yeah. They are professional. They're just like the Omni. Same thing.
I was talking to, you know, our friend Todd Rodemel at the Omni, and he asked where we're staying out here, and I said, Circa, and he goes, I've heard really good things. And I had stayed here before. Mike Palm, who is the vice president of operations for Circa and also Hotels The D and Golden Gate, is going to join us here in a few minutes at 1145 Pacific time. He will join us, so we'll get to talk more about Circa and everything going on out here this weekend with the Titans and Raiders. But is it funny that now we're here at Friday, and I know a lot of people look at last week as, okay, a win's a win, but obviously there was some flukiness with that win and how they won. But now, is there like a sense of belief of, you know what, they might actually make it two in a row?
I think so. And I think what I like is that the narrative has changed from, well, Arizona just gave that game to them. Now folks are realizing, oh, wait, they had to go down and score three times to win the game. Nothing was given to them.
They overcame.
Yes.
Now, granted, there was luck involved. Like,
well, no, we're not doing this. No, luck is involved. That's fine.
There's luck involved, but
you missed an extra point.
You missed an extra point. You overcame a bad interception.
Yep.
You overcame a breakaway run.
Yeah.
That he stupidly dropped the ball, but yeah, look, and I would say the Titans have a lot of belief right now. The Raiders don't.
No, you got confidence. Talking to Raiders fans, they're like, yeah, this season's over. This Pete Carroll thing was bad. I mean, they go out and beat.
Is Pete the problem, though? I don't think Pete's the problem.
Well,
the roster's the problem.
Well, they beat Daddy New England. They're feeling 1-0 and come back out here. And then they play the Chargers. Doesn't go well. Then it goes really bad after that. And now you're sitting there at 1-4. They need a win. I mean, both these teams need a win. Titans had the momentum. They have the confidence right now. But the Titans in that fourth quarter went down and scored three times and overcame a missed extra point to win the game. So give them credit for doing that. And none of y'all really giving them credit. And it's turned a little bit. The narrative has how well they played in the fourth quarter. I think Paul said it great Wednesday with Robbie and Rex Road. Fourth quarter cam. We need to see four quarters cam.
Yes.
Not fourth quarter cam. If you do four quarters cam, I'm sorry, they're getting ready to take our food order. Oh, my goodness. four-quarter cam, then this team is rolling. And I'll tell you, they're having fun. Have fun out here, get another win, come back, feeling good about yourself. Just go have fun this weekend and beat the Raiders, man.
I'm reading this text. Ben in Cumberland City is losing his mind over something, and I'm trying to figure out what that is. But yeah, I mean, look, it just you. It doesn't matter how you win. Win in the National Football League, and again, I'm not exonerating the Titans for the stuff that they need to fix at all. So don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you take the win any way you can get the win, and then how do you use that momentum?
Yeah, exactly right. So go back to the Denver game, right? They had a chance to go down and tie that game versus Denver. So they hurt themselves with some really bad things. And the Rams come to town, and, you know, they put some points on the board, but the Rams were the better team, pulling away in the second half. Then the third game, was it the Colts that was there? Yeah, Colts. And you didn't play well. Then you go to the Texans, and that's awful. Maybe because you played so awful versus the Texans. Like, all right, there's a gut check time. In the first three quarters versus the Cardinals, you weren't playing very well either. But there have moments where it clicks and you get it. And from that, you can springboard off of that. Maybe that fourth quarter versus Arizona is what they need. But we need to see four quarters, Cam. And Bo, you listen to the show. I know you love Chase and myself. Bo Hardigree, open it up.
Yeah.
Take deep shots down the field. Derek will tell you that. Chris Sanders will tell you that. Take deep shots down the field. Because I'm telling you what, I'm trusting my guy more than I'm trusting that guy across the line of scrimmage. Make things happen. Let him open up. Because what? What if it hits? What if you hit on a 70-yard pass for a touchdown? The feeling on the sidelines, you just erupt because of that, and it feels good. Take chances this weekend.
615-737-1025. Totally agree. You got to open it up a little bit. Take chances. And again, looking at the Circa odds here, the Titans are a 4.5-point dog on the road. The total 41.5.
I would.
So
go,
they think it could be relatively low scoring.
I'd go under.
It's at seven now. It opened at 7. Thank you, Music City Best.
So I would go – I mean, I think it's going to be like a 19-13 game.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I can see that. So the line – the line Titans were a 7-point dog. Now it's 4.5.
So
interesting.
People are believing in your Titans.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds like it.
They're believing in it.
Do you believe?
I don't. No. I believe everything, so.
Ben in Cumberland City doesn't believe either, apparently, or in us.
Does he not?
No, I was he was ranting earlier, and I'm like Rex Road sometimes, and I like start reading this and like can't stop. It's a rabbit
if
hole.
If Rex Road could figure a way to slap people through the text line, he probably would. Hey, we got a breaking news here. Sister Jean has passed away.
I saw that. I think that may have happened earlier.
Yeah, last night.
Last night, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I'm just now.
I know you're catching up. It's okay. But yes, sister she had just retired and stepped away. 109?
106.
106.
Yep. Yep. Could you imagine living to 106?
No.
I mean, I can barely move at 56. There's no way I could move. I mean, so God bless her. I mean, she made the world. Look, you want to make the world a better place? Sister Jean made the world a better place. So God bless you and enjoy your spot in heaven, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. So hate to see that. And obviously she became a national phenomenon a few years ago when Loyola Chicago defeated Tennessee.
Yeah.
Went on that run.
She was. All right. I've been approved to make this announcement about us next week.
All right. We'll do that coming up. Are you going to do it now? Or?
Can I do it now?
Yeah, do it now.
All right. So next week.
Do it live.
Chase and I are we're moving. Chase and I are moving. It's a good thing. We're on the go next week. Our show is going next Wednesday. Come join us. Be our special guest as we broadcast live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill on Music Valley Drive next Wednesday, 12 to 3. It's a special show as former Notre Dame and Duke Athletic Director Kevin White is going to join us. And look, if you're a Notre Dame fan, you need to come out and be part of this next Wednesday. He's written a best-selling book called The Good Sport, fascinating look at the ever-evolving world of college athletics. He'll be signing his book as well that day. It's a perfect day, and that's next Wednesday as we go live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill on Music Valley Drive. Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Chaser, where a good time is always happening.
Yes, we will have some fun with that and love being out and about, whether it's in, you know, Las Vegas. We're multi-state.
We are.
Yeah. And we're working on another state. for November.
We almost got that other state.
So we're on the Chasing Big Joe national tour. We can't call it a world tour yet, but we'll get there.
We're close.
I'm sure we'll be international at some point. 615-737-1025. We'll shift gears to some college ball coming up next. As I can't wait because the games are going to be on early tomorrow out here in Las Vegas. We're at Circa here on 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Feels like The Hangover,
movie,
with a little Phil Collins.
Did we get any reaction to our question of the day, which is if you're playing blackjack and you get a 16, do you hit or do you stay?
615-737-1025.
And I'm thinking it all depends on the dealer, right?
Yeah, but again, it's a personal choice. Like, if the dealer's showing 10 and I draw 16, I'm just going to go for it.
Because you know he's got a
Now, I'm watching the table, too. You know, seeing what, like, especially if I'm not the first. I like sitting last where I can watch with the rest of the table.
Yeah, I figured that out last night after I lost $100 and won a bunch of money. Because I'm sitting third. And the dealer taking my money and taunting me. But it was fun. We had a good time. The dealer's name was Central.
If I was going to do a podcast about blackjack, I would call it Let Me See the Next Card. Because that's how it goes sometimes. I want to see the next card.
I love that when the dealer gets a 10 or is it a face card? When he gets that and you're like, oh, and he does that little thing that checks to see if he's got blackjack, and we're all like, and we all of us are like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And like, we're ready to fight, right? That guy's done nothing to us. He's just got that. And then luckily only hit like once last night. But you, Chaser, you had a big jackpot.
And I mean, look, I was fine. There was a point where I thought about, like, I had won a few hands. I'm like, I should probably walk away, and I didn't, you know.
Why can't we walk away?
Because it's fun, especially, like, if you're sitting there with your buddies and, like, the table's having a good – see, the thing about blackjack, and Dr. Crane, you chime in on this, it's all about the table. If you got a bad table and a bad dealer, like, you want to get out. But if the vibe's good, the juju's good, like, everybody's laughing, having a good time, the dealer's having fun with you, that's why you sit there and stay.
Amen to that. When I was in Vegas, there was a dealer that was doing magic tricks with the cards. He goes, watch, this will be a king of diamonds. I'm like, no, it won't. Flips the card over, it's a king of diamonds. Tipped her about $10. Like, that's impressive. But then, you like Chase said, you watch the table. If you're at the very end, your odds are kind of in your favor. If you're in the middle of the table, you really got to worry about the front end of the table. If they're showing like a 4 and a 10, you're just praying they don't hit. Because more than likely they're going to bust, in my opinion. So you hope that your cards will play in your favor. So it's just about the people that play to the left of you if you're in the middle of the table.
Yep. We had a dealer one time that was so fun. Like, whenever somebody would bust or he would bust, he would just go, too damn many. And, you know, just it's all about the vibes. It's all about the vibe. And, like, the tables here at Circa are a lot of fun. I mean, we've sat there for a few hours, right, Rick? We've had good times. At these. So, again, our question is, do you hit on 16? Do you stay on 16? I think it's a life choice.
Okay. All right. I mean, I hit last night.
Yeah.
And get 50% of the time. But I agree with you on the table part of that. If you've got a fun table. Like, we were doing roulette. That was fun last night. Had a good time. And, I don't know. We have one night out here, and it's great.
So, we got some college football odds here from Circa Sports that I was checking out. Again, we got games coming up this afternoon, South Florida and North Texas. And I don't know if this is still the same from a few hours ago, but North Texas, a one-point favorite. That game will start at 4:30 our time out here in Vegas.
Okay.
So be able to sit in the book and watch some football.
Now, I may be wrong, but there used to be a rule where Vegas, you couldn't bet on Vegas teams. Is that correct at one time?
UNLV.
You can't bet on UNLV.
You couldn't. You can now.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. We're going to learn more about this here in a few minutes.
I know they went to the tournament in 89, 90. 87, 89, and 90, and people couldn't bet on it because UNLV was in the tournament. The Final Four. Sorry, the Final Four couldn't do it. But thank you. We'll get more with that.
All right. What a throw out a game.
Tennessee, Arkansas.
Tennessee and Arkansas. Is that that's afternoon. Tennessee is a 12-point favorite.
That's it?
The total is 69. Nice.
I'm taking that. Arkansas's real. I mean, Notre Dame beat the snot out of them and beat them so bad that Pittman got fired.
Yeah.
So this team's rolling. Petrino's an idiot. So just go in there. If I'm Tennessee, pedal to the metal all day long. That team's in disarray. Tennessee, and listen, Tennessee's got Alabama next week. So get the everything going. The cylinder going. Feel good about yourself. But I'm all day on Tennessee, man. That's 12. Oh, man.
Give me another one.
Let's go with Georgia-Auburn tomorrow night.
The South's oldest rivalry. Just a moment.
Okay.
Just a moment. It might be over here.
It's at 6:30, I think.
Well, I know I just saw it. How you doing? You good?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. We got special guests coming up at 1:45.
We do. Maybe I'll find the spread on that before.
What about?
Here it is.
Okay.
3.5. Georgia by 3.5.
Well, really?
Yep.
Man.
That game at 4:30 out here. Can't wait for that.
Well, I think Georgia lost to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Should have won that game. They just went through the motions versus Kentucky and beat the snot out of them. This is a big game for Chase McCabe, Hugh Freeze.
It is.
If he wins this game, they call the dogs off, no pun intended, off of Hugh Freeze right now, and they're feeling good about themselves, and Georgia gets two losses, can't afford another loss. Man, gosh, I don't know. I give me Auburn in that game.
The Red River rivalry, Oklahoma-Texas. Texas is a 1-point favorite
now
at the Cotton Bowl.
Is John Mateer playing? That's the question.
I think he is. Or is it 50-50?
I don't know. If he's playing, give me Oklahoma. But
he's
that
a game-time decision.
Game-time
decision. They said he's going to dress and go through the motions, and then we'll see what happens at kickoff.
So he's playing, basically. There's no game-time decision where he's going to sit out. So I think he's going to play. I don't know. I would not. I'd stay away from it until I know what Mateer is going to do.
Alabama is a 3-point favorite on the road at Missouri.
Missouri's really good, man. That's a good – but Alabama's better.
Yeah.
But Alabama – Missouri is sandwiched between an emotional game at Vanderbilt because they wanted to shut Pavi up, and who Alabama plays next week down in Tuscaloosa, and that's Tennessee. So if I'm Kalen DeBoer, I'm like, the only game that matters is Missouri right now, and that's a good team. So I'd probably go Alabama because I think they're the better team, but not by a lot.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mike Palm. He is VP here at Circa. He'll tell us a little bit more about some things that got going on, including this awesome stadium swim and so much more. We're live in Las Vegas today. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're live at Circa Las Vegas. We're out by the pool, better known as Stadium Swim. We got some European qualifiers, soccer coming on. They have this giant screen with two games on big screens and then little ones around it. It is fantastic. We say hello now to Mike Palm. He is the Vice President of Operations for Circa, the D, and Golden Gate. Mike, how you doing? Thanks so much for having us out here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're having a blast. Big Joe, my co-host, has never been to Vegas before. So this is a whole new experience for him.
Yeah, has he ever been like north of the Mason-Dixon line?
Has he
crossed the Missouri? I know he's sort of segmented.
Yeah.
Like the people on the south side of Chicago that never go more than 11 blocks from where they're born. But I'm glad you could make it out here.
Yeah, and for people that are coming in for the Titans and Raiders game, have a cool get together tonight at 7 o'clock at the Overhang Bar, which is on the second floor. Overlooking the book here at Circa Las Vegas. I mean, people need to come by and hang out.
Huddle up. Yeah,
yeah,
come
huddle up.
Get some drinks. We'll give away some tickets to the game, transportation. You know, we get sometimes 300-400 people show up for these.
Awesome.
The Jets really showed up last year. They had Fireman Joe, whatever the guy, and they had like 400 people here. Packers turned out, Vikings when they came out here. So we hope a bunch of folks from the Mid-South turn up here tonight.
I have seen – well, last night our flight was full. Derek Mason flew in and said his flight was full. So a lot of people are coming out this weekend for this game.
Sarah Fuller with him? Did he bring his female kicker?
Well, no, that's a different Derek Mason. Derek Mason's the wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
So it's a common mistake. Don't worry. But yeah, so he's out here and excited about it. if somebody has never been to Circa before, and I have a few times, what would be the one thing you would say to draw somebody in?
Well, I mean, you have two incredible sports viewing experiences here. Whether you want to be outside in the pool, people watching, or whether you want to be in the world's largest sports book, I think it's a unique experience. The Legacy Club, I mean, there's no better views in the city than our 60th floor rooftop lounge. You've got award-winning restaurants and Barry's, steakhouse, which is downstairs. You got a great deli out of Michigan, Saginaw's Deli. Asian place, 8 East, that gets rave reviews. I mean, it's there's something for everybody here. But, you know, we're really good to get at least people come and stay on the Strip. Obviously, there's a lot more hotel rooms on the Strip than downtown. But we can get them to come down for a day to experience this, right? So a lot of day trippers, that's why we built that Garage Mahal with that transportation center. Because, I mean, rideshare is how things happen. You know, the A's are building a new stadium. And we sat there. They showed us the designs. And they got 11,000 parking spots. I said, you don't need 11,000. Everybody's in rideshare here. It's visitors. And the people living in Summerlin carpool or they take the bus. I mean, nobody wants to drive their car around. You don't get that. You need to design so rideshare and limos can get in and out. Forget 11,000 parking spots. Yeah. That's insanity.
How long have you been in Vegas?
05 I came.
Okay. So since that time, you have seen the NFL, the NHL, now MLB, the NBA, so I would say any.
The NBA
any
might tip here before the A's throw their first pitch.
Yeah,
I think that's like a coin flip.
Yeah.
Right?
WNBA is here.
About to be the third time world champion in the last 4 years. Maybe tonight.
Is MLS?
No, we have some minor league soccer teams.
Okay.
I don't know that we have enough population to support an MLS. It's really funny, too. Like, the places you think about when you look at attendance. Like Atlanta. I mean, they support the Atlanta United more than they support the Falcons, right? Charlotte?
Yeah.
It's really
Nashville.
Big in the Southeast, right? It's huge in the Southeast, which instinctively I wouldn't think that, right? But it is.
I can tell you, when all the talk started about MLS in Nashville, I was like, do we care about soccer? And I learned very quickly that there is a big part of the population that does.
Yeah, and they just won the cup. I mean, they put a competitive team out there, too. Yeah. That helps a lot, but I'm a huge soccer fan. And because I like to bet. I like to day trade totals. I just like to bet totals in soccer. Bet unders and day trade them and try to get through the next 15 minutes, create middles. But I remember growing up, my dad thought it was the end of the world when the ASO was taking over, right? It's ruining America. Kids aren't going to play baseball. They're all playing soccer now, and they get into a minivan. And he wrote a letter to the editor of the Telegraph Herald, Dubuque, Iowa. And he said, why do more people play soccer than any other sport in the world? This was the whole letter. Answer, so they don't have to watch it. I mean, that was his letter.
Man. Oh, that's great. We had a lot of friends come out here this summer for the Kenny Chesney at the Sphere. What do you think? Vegas can't get any better and add more things. What's the Sphere been like to the city?
Well, I mean, it's just the latest thing, and it's the one spot. If you're coming, you got to go there, right? Because that's the new spot, and then people go, and they're so blown away, they go again. And what's the next show? You know, I want to see the next show. Now, The Wizard of Oz is big right now, right? Yeah. And they have this whole experience where apples drop from the ceiling and all this stuff. So, I mean, it just keeps creating new destinations here, and I think it's great. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the visitation is down. It's down. Our hotel occupancy is down less than 1% over the last 3 months. Yeah, there's some. This is the price, the bottle of water, you know, in the room costs $28. Nobody blames the grocer for what the eggs cost. They blame the president, right?
Right.
But labor goes up, too. But people don't think labor is a bad thing when it goes up because it's good more people are making money. But in the entertainment business, as labor goes up, that cost has to get passed on, too. And so, you know, as everybody gets paid more per hour, it's not that the bottle of water costs $28, but with health and welfare, the person bringing the bottle of water is making $32. I mean, there's gotta got to be some give, right?
You're right. We have friends from Nashville that have shown up. They come by and say hi to us, and they're amazed at your hotel. In fact, it's like, all right, we're coming back out here in December. We're staying here. What is it about your hotel that people absolutely love?
I think Derek, who your listeners have heard from, our owner, said it well. We sell fun. You know, we sell the experience, and people come here to have a good time. You know, we debated 6 months before we opened. We made the decision to go 21 and over. We said, you're not going to have weddings because kids are in weddings. And it was the best thing we ever did. and putting the security at the doors to get everybody's ID to make people feel safe.
Yeah.
People feel safe when they walk in the door because they know the guy that's a no good is not going to want to show his ID and come in here.
Yeah.
So they feel they come in. They don't have to deal with strollers. They don't have to deal with crying kids. This is an adult playground, Las Vegas, right? And so, and we still, you know, at the D, you can still take your kids to our other property down the street if you have a family. But I think those are the two things that really have set us apart.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing, if you stay at Golden Gate or the D, you can still come to Stadium Swim, right?
Yeah, that's part of your resort fee. It's actually a benefit. Like, so what's the resort fee? Oh, you get high-speed internet for $42 a night resort fee. This, you get to come here, and you get to come here first. You know, we open up the pool an hour earlier to our hotel guests than the general public, so you can get come out here, stake out your spot, and enjoy the day here as part of your stay at the other two hotels as well.
So I have to ask, how many people got knocked out of the survivor pool last night because they had the Eagles?
It's illegal for me to tell.
Oh, okay.
You, because people don't have their picks in.
Ah,
and
gotcha.
That may influence your pick.
Oh, okay.
So Derek and Jeff Benson go on at 6 p.m. Pacific, so 9 o'clock Eastern or 8 o'clock Central time on Saturday night, and release the pick numbers after everybody's turned their picks.
Okay.
But there were some. I can tell you, I would imagine. Not as many as the 3,500 that got knocked out by the Rams the previous Thursday before off that injury news with the 49. That was chaos. Last week was the carnage, because then you had you guys know very well watching the Titans game.
Yeah.
The most unbelievable
that was wild.
Fourth quarter I've ever seen in my life. It couldn't have happened.
Anybody brave enough to pick the Titans.
Right.
Congratulations.
Right. Will you explain for those about what the survivor pool is?
So you pay $1,000 to get in. You can get up to 10 entries. And you have to pick one winner each week. And we create our own weeks with the Thanksgiving and Black Friday, those four games, and the games on Christmas. So we make it into 20 picks. You can only use a team once, and you go. Whoever can go through the whole year undefeated splits the pool, which is $18.7 million, right?
Yeah.
So we started with 18,700 entries. We're down to less than 4,500 now.
We've got
to
do this.
Last year, eight entries split $14.2 million. They got $1.8 million each.
Holy cow.
It seems easy, though.
Right,
go 20-0, but then how about you had the Cardinals last year?
I'd like to find Doc Brown and go back in time and re-enter this survivor pool. Okay. I mean, because when that happened last week, I saw Derek Stevens talking about that and the reaction of everybody in the Rams 49ers game.
Buffalo Bills, they took out another
800.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, look, we keep up with it. It's certainly fun.
If that kid Mercado, it's 3rd-and-1, 13 minutes to go. They're up 21-6. The Titans have done nothing offensively.
Nope.
They're about to go to 0-5. I have a Callahan first coach fired bet. I'm feeling good, right? If he just runs into the middle of the line and gets stuffed and they punt, they're not losing that game.
Nope. Right.
They totally mentally collapsed when he fumbled that ball through.
They
went catatonic. The coach goes over and punches him.
Yeah.
Right? The bigger failure, they should have fined Gannon $100,000 for calling three running plays with 3 minutes to go. Like, have they watched the NFL in the last 30 years? You give any team the ball with 2 minutes left, they're a favorite to kick a field goal.
Right.
How could you just run into them? He says, it was Petsick. Drew Petsick calls the plays. They should fire Gannon today. You can't kick it. Cam Ward's not bad.
No.
Cam Ward's a decent quarterback.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't have a lot of weapons to throw to. I've been impressed with him so far.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's leading as rookies. He's almost got 1,000 yards passing. I want to ask you before you go real quick.
Yeah.
Your first thing you asked us was, have we been to the sports book up in Franklin, Kentucky?
Yeah.
We have. It's beautiful. Our afternoon show goes up and goes live. I mean, it is remarkable that nothing like that's in Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky. How much fun has that been for you guys seeing the growth of that place?
Well, it's amazing. It turned out better than I even thought. I think some of the finishes are nicer than the one here. That's the first big book we built outside the state of Nevada. I think they did a great job there. And we thank our partners in ECL, the Mint, Kentucky Downs. They've been great to work with. Now, here's the big challenge. That's like the longest 45-minute drive in America, I tell Derek. How do you get the people from Nashville to make the 45-minute? You only got to do it. Get them to do it once, because I think they'll fall in love with it when they do. There's nothing like that atmosphere of watching games with everybody having an interest. And it's like you're at the stadium almost, right? And so somehow we got to get them to make that drive once, and we think we can sell them once they do. So you guys are a part of that.
Yes.
Getting the word out in Nashville and all those places around Nashville
about
what's, you know, less than an hour away.
Well, not only that, you guys got an exit, what is, like, half a mile from the
You exit
sports book.
Tennessee, and then you go
it's
to...
it's right
the
there.
The parking lot, it's like part of it's in Tennessee.
Yep.
I mean, it sits right on the border of the state.
That's right.
Yeah. I walked through the first time we were there. I said, my God, 95% of these plates are from Tennessee. And they go, you know, that house over there is in Tennessee, right?
Well, what's funny... is we went to the show there, and I had a few people ask me about it, and I said, look, you got to go check it out. Like, and they had been here, and they're like, how similar is it to? And I said, pretty close. They went one time, like you said, and I think they've been three or four since.
I tell you, they're still getting used to it, having it like that, because like we drink them out of beer, right?
Yeah.
The customers drink that place. They haven't never had to have that much beer. As they do when the folks come in and watch the games for 12 hours. They just never – I mean, it's a slot, place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not really a huge beer-drinking crowd, but then, you know, you get 500 people come in and, you know, and they're ordering 20 buckets of beer per booth.
My guess is the Commonwealth of Kentucky might invest in table games at some point in time. But
They think they can work through it. And I've talked to a lot of the politicians because we've gotten to go down there, and they think it's 2, maybe 3 years away.
I could see it.
Yep.
I think that would be good. Mike, thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Guys.
We appreciate you having us.
Thank
Mike
you.
Palm, who's the VP of Operations here at Circa, joining us. We will talk to the president of the Talladega Super Speedway, Brian Christian, going to join us coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.